Guys, welcome to today's podcast. This is my first ever episode or video, however you're watching this. Today I'm going to get straight quick to the point. We're going to be discussing why you are not bad at math and how to combat what's making you think that you're bad at math. So I really don't want to waste anyone's time. First off, I'm going to talk a little bit about me. So I typically, historically, I've done really well in my math courses, but that hasn't really meant that I just like naturally clung to certain things. It was just, I guess, I'm very diligent. So if I didn't understand something, I would find another way to look at it. And that's kind of the foundation of basically this video. So let's say you're struggling in calculus. I'm in calculus right now. And you see a limit. Limit's pretty self-explanatory, simple, you get it. And then the teacher's introducing like continuity or like composite limits, composites. And you don't understand. You're like, wait a minute. Like, you're getting it, but it's taking a long time. And so you just go, you know what? I'm not good at math. Let me just say I'm not good at math. And I'm just going to avoid math in my future because this is just not for me. Now, I'm not saying everyone in the world is just going to excel at math. But what I am saying is that 65% of individuals are visual learners. So sometimes we may see things and it may be presented visually, but it's not fully representing it visually. And so we don't understand it quickly, or the teacher is saying things and it's like you're expected to just nod your head and go, yeah, that makes sense. But it doesn't really make any sense. So my suggestion today is to find different ways to look at things visually, graphically, however that looks like for you. So for example, me, when I look at, let's say that I'm looking at a limit and there's like a hole in the graph. So it's telling me that this limit equals this unless x equals this. Because when I put in this value for x, I get an undefined value. But this equation, with this different equation, when I put in this value for x, I do get a value. What that's basically saying is if I have, let's say, a quadratic on the graph and I go to x equals 5. And I see that there's a hole in the graph. There's another equation that when I factor and cancel or rationalize or use trig identities with this graph, there's a certain way that I can represent that also, but it's defined there. So I get an exact value for what that x value, that y value would be if that x was defined. So that's basically what you need to do. We need to find different ways to kind of visually represent things that don't really make sense if you say you are a visual learner. Now, I don't believe that everyone's a visual learner, obviously, so I will make further episodes to talk about different ways you can become more comfortable with math. This is not the ultimate end-all, be-all solution, but let's say, for example, you're struggling with algebra. Now, simple algebra, let's say 2x plus 1 is equal to 7. You can solve that quickly because you have become so familiar with let's say a different addition and subtraction. You know what that looks like so well that you're not going to sit here and think so hard about each step you do. You already know that if I add 1 to both sides, I'm going to get 2x is equal to, what did I say? No, so if I subtract 1 from both sides, I'm going to get 2x is equal to 6. But you don't have to think too much about that because you're so comfortable with it. And the same way, if we work hard to understand things in a way that makes sense to us, so if I'm struggling with limits and I just start graphing out quickly things that I don't really understand, even if it's not correct, but it just helps me get an understanding of what the question is asking me, I'm going to become so used to it that whenever I see limits again, my mind's immediately going, oh, I know what this looks like. I get this. I'm not forcing myself to understand in a way that my mind doesn't work. Yes, there are different ways that we have to represent things in math, but I've already taken that step to kind of get my brain to go, okay, I get this, I recognize this, using what my brain is good at, using my strengths to kind of make something that was once hard to understand actually easy to understand, if that makes any sense. So like when we're using limits and it uses like a trig identity, and I'm expected to use my knowledge of trig identities to make this into a different equation, well, for me, that looks like me knowing what the unit circle looks like. So, for example, something that doesn't use a graph. let's say, and this might not apply to limits because there are just like two trig identities that you need to just know. And in math, there are sometimes just rules that you just have to know, even if you don't understand it. But in this case, if it's asking me like of a double angle or like 1 minus cosine squared of theta or something, and I get to the point where it's asking me cosine of this, sine of this, cotangent of this, like I'm taking these extra steps in my brain to understand this. So let's say cotangent. I know that cotangent is the inverse of tangent. So what is tangent of this? And I'm looking, literally what I do, I kid you not, every time I see tangent of this, sine of this, I'm visually going in my unit circle. Okay, if I go to this point in the unit circle, what are my x and y values going to be? If I go to this point on the unit circle, what is the radical expression or something, the radian, going to be? If I go to this point, what degree is that? At this degree, what is the x and y value? That's literally what I'm doing in my head. So that's taking me a little bit of time to kind of get that connection really quickly. But the more and more I do that, the more and more I familiarize myself with that, kind of understanding that visually so that I understand and I'm not just going, oh, it's this, because that's not how my brain works, the easier it's going to become. So that's kind of why I feel like I've done well in math classes historically, is because I guess I've just been determined to see it in a way that makes sense for me. So if I don't understand it, I'll go home and I'll say, okay, how can I make this easier to understand for me? This doesn't mean that I should just doubt myself and, you know, just say, I can't with math. I'm bad at this. Let me just move on to something else. It just means I'm going to have to take an extra step in this case to understand this. But this doesn't mean that I'm constantly disadvantaged in math. Because I'm a visual learner, when it comes to graphs, when it comes to things like that, I do believe I do well in comparison to other areas, because that's just my strengths. So the more you begin to assess your strengths and skills, that's really gonna help in the future when it comes to like finding a career path or finding something that you really excel at. But I think what made me do so well was that I kind of just begin to understand what I was good at, but I also knew that if I work hard and I try to make this connection, my brain is making different connections, my neurons are making new connections, I'm becoming more smart, more resilient. That's kind of in the psychology, but you know, it's everything's connected, but I'm becoming more resilient as I go, as I'm pushing myself to understand these things that my brain doesn't naturally get. And so know that every time you're taking that extra step, you're becoming smarter, you're doing the extra work, you deserve to spend that, you know, hard work for the sake of your own, you know, growing yourself. So my practical tips for us today: use different resources like Khan Academy. For math, Khan Academy is pretty much all visual because Sal doesn't show his face, so he's doing everything visually. That's how most math videos are. And sometimes there are scenarios where Sal might say something and he's not writing it down, so it takes him to understand it. But still, I mean, everything is visual. And I'm not saying all visual things are easy for visual learners. So like, even if you're writing out an equation, I still need to like be able to graph that. There's different, you know, there's different levels to it. But you know, if you're listening to this, you know what you're good at and what you're not good at. And so just really hone in on that. And how can it connect to the things that you're struggling with? Mind mapping. You know, math always has a way of connecting. So in pre-calc, we looked at amplitude of waves and whatnot. Super simple. But then we're going into the graphs of sine and cosine. How does that relate to what I just learned? How is that building a foundation? If I'm constantly studying that, it becomes less of a, I need to understand step by step by step, and I just get it because I'm just so familiar with it. The same way that you're so familiar with addition and subtraction, you don't have to think about it as much when you're doing algebra because you've been learning it for how long? When you were younger, you were playing with blocks to understand addition and subtraction. And as simple as it was, that visual act really helped you to just, now addition and subtracting is mindless to you. You just get it. So and then the last thing I would say is maybe color coding your notes. I'm going to try to start doing that because I don't do that. But if I ever use color in my notes, it's just because I want it to look cute. I'm going to try to start doing that, you know, highlighting things in the same color that relate to each other or relate to the same principle or concept, to really get an understanding of what I do know and what I need help on, things like that. So I hope this helped you. I hope you stay dynamic in your pursuit of all things STEM. Really know yourself, know what you're good at, and just know that you can do anything. And I guess I'll see you guys in the next episode of Digital Dynamics. Bye.